Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I hope you're doing well during this difficult time. Today, I want to share a bonus episode, which is a perfect staying at home episode. In this episode, we have Kini from Smexy Books come chat about what she's doing staying at home. We'll chat books, movies, TV shows, and how we're spending time at home. Welcome, Kini.
Hi, Laura.
How are you doing? How's everything going?
I'm okay. As I was getting ready for this podcast, I was just kind of running through the questions and thinking about how I am and stuff. And, I feel like my inclination in it is so ingrained in me to be like, I'm doing great, And I don't want to say that I'm doing poorly because I'm healthy. I have a lot of things to be thankful for, but also I'm just doing okay. Times are really tough right now. So
yeah, I think it's okay just to be okay. I think we just experienced trauma. That I had group therapy this week, and now it's the big aha moment was we're in a state of shock. There's a lot of changes that happened. We have a new normal that is not normal. It wasn't normal a few weeks ago or a month ago. So it's a lot to take in, and so it's okay just to feel okay. It's okay to have some bad days. It's okay to have some good days, or just go through the roller coaster. I think we're all feeling it.
Yeah, I know. And I know those things logically. And I know that now more than ever, we need to be really kind to ourselves and really check in with our bodies and our feelings and everything. And I know all those things, but also it's still really hard to put them into practice and to remember it's okay that I felt really crappy today. I told one of my girlfriends, I was I'm just tired of being tired and afraid, It's exhausting. And I will say the one thing that I'm really grateful for, and I've seen a lot of people talk about this, is I've been able to sleep pretty well, but I think it's because I'm spending so much time during the day being anxious and worrying that when I finally lay down at night, I am just exhausted. So yeah, it's not a great strategy to get sleep, but it's working for me right now.
Yeah. And sleep sometimes reset us. I find that there for me, when I'm really anxious, the only thing that has been able to cope it the best way, which is to go to bed.
Right.
It's just sleep it off. And I think it's just meditation. It's the same state, you're in a different state of mind. And so it just resets the energy and resets your emotions and just put it back into a new space. And it's a new beginning, whether it's to take a nap or you go to bed for night. It's just it's a reset.
Exactly. I agree. So I've been trying to make sure that I get at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be working for me. Some mornings it has been a little harder than others to get out of bed, but the couple days that I really, really struggled with it, once I got out of bed and really started doing things, I felt a lot better. But, I totally understand that everybody has to deal with this in their own ways. Like I said, I'm fortunate that I'm healthy. I'm able to work from home. But of course it's impacting us on more than just ways like that. So yeah, every day just trying to do my best.
I hear ya. So let's talk about how you spend your time. Have you watched any TV shows or movies or any binge watching going on?
I'm not a huge TV watcher, but my son and I discovered on A&E, I think it's Live PD. Mm-hmm. So we've watched some of those. They're all recorded now because I think they're not doing live shows because of everything that's going on. Yeah. So that's interesting to watch, and it's just a nice little like background noise and like sit and think about like, you know, people have like real problems and are doing like crazy things out there. So mm-hmm. it's nice to watch that from home. I really enjoy watching on Netflix The Great British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
It's I like to watch what they're making, but also everybody, it seems like they're just so kind to each mm-hmm. other. And I really am not in that headspace that I can handle anything that's like high tension or like where they're mean to each other and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know, like super competitive. So it's a nice way to kind of just have it on in the background, and I can knit and watch it and just kind of like chill out. So
mm-hmm.
although it's almost the weekend here when we're recording this, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to watch Tiger King over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a train wreck. I watched the first episode and it's a train wreck. It's okay. Like, it is addicting. It has murder for hire. It has cults. It has like tigers, mm-hmm. legal suits that you think about like who has tigers in their house. It's just crazy. So.
Yeah. And I feel like, even though I said like I really am looking for things that are kind of like low stakes and low tension and stuff, I feel like if I can watch somebody else's high stakes, maybe mm-hmm. it could get me out of my own head for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of just get lost in like somebody else's ridiculousness.
Yeah, I think that could be a good way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Just like use your break.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And like a couple of weeks ago, I binged, like it was like right before, it was early March. So we knew that like the coronavirus was happening and people were like starting to take precautions, but it hadn't hit like mm-hmm. the biggest part where everybody was like working from home and stuff like that quite yet. So right before that, I binged in 1 week. I read 7 books, which is like unheard of for me.
Gosh.
I don't read that much anymore. I mean, I don't read that fast anymore. But I also had been sick, like with a sinus infection. So I was home for 2 days. And so I just like powered through all of these books. And which was good, you know, it helped me get caught up on my March reading. But mm-hmm. since then, I think I've read like 2 books, and mm-hmm. everything just doesn't, it just doesn't feel the same right now mm-hmm. reading. So I do a lot of reviews. So I'm trying to like go back and forth on like, do I read review books and say like, I read this during a really tumultuous time. So my thoughts and feelings on it, you know, if it had been another time, maybe I would have felt differently about it, you know? So it's really hard. And I'm not sure if I'm just going to read like a bunch of books from a library or what, but, so I haven't read much lately, although I did pick up a cozy mystery, which I don't really read cozy mysteries, but I thought, well, maybe if I read something that has like different beats and different, you know, just like a whole different type of setup and plot and how it works, mm-hmm. maybe that would help me. And it hasn't really, but you know, I'm like 50% through the book, and I'm at this point, I'm like, I just need to find out what happened. So
cozy mystery sounds like a good idea. I've been struggling with reading, and so what I found for me, I actually read for a review and read for the podcast, and I had to put a couple interviews on hold because I wasn't able to just get through reading. Just the mindset was just like not there. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up reading historicals. Like I found that was actually a really good escape, because we're in a different time zone or a different environment, and so problems are different. And so I felt that was something that was helpful. I'm reading a book that's set in letters, and it's contemporary, and it's actually fine. But I find that contemporaries itself, like contemporary romance, it's so hard to read right now. Mm-hmm. Just right now, it just doesn't feel like
you know, I'll see couples hugging and I'm like 6 feet apart, you know, like I, like you, the new normal is like, it hasn't sink in fully. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like it's the right thing to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm sticking to historicals and some, you know, other formats, other forms of contemporary reading.
Okay, excellent. That might be, and that's kind of why I looked at like the cozy mystery, because I was like, well, maybe it'll be kind of like I'll get caught up in the like whodunit type of thing. Mm-hmm. But not so much. But one of my friends recommended the new Simone St. James to me, which I have. Mm. I think it's more like a thriller.
Yeah. So
I might try to get into that. Of course, I have no shortage of books.
Yeah.
So that, for that, I'm super grateful as well. Yeah, but it's weird because like my day has shifted. So I'm working from home now, which is new for me. So, you know, I spend my day at work, you know, quote unquote on work. And I've been really, really good about like at 5 o'clock, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then I try to go like do something else, like knitting or watch TV versus, because a lot of times when I was like going to the office to work, then I would come home and sit down and like do some blog stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been doing that. So I'm a little behind on some blog stuff, but I'm going to try to catch up over the weekend. But also, it has to be, again, it has to be like that kindness to myself and know that this is like unprecedented times. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay if I'm not doing the same things today that I did 2 Fridays ago or 4 Fridays ago. Like, mm-hmm. we have to have that flexibility with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll just, you know, it just won't be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like you just have to be gentle and practice compassion mm-hmm. with ourselves. Like, you know, I realized that today I was like, I woke up and I don't have a job. I'm in between jobs right now. And so I woke up and I was like, I had all these ideas. And the reality is when I sat down, I was like, I felt paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, I had no idea. Like, I was like, maybe I read, maybe I do this, maybe I do that. And it's like, that's my anxiety talking. And so mm-hmm. I had to acknowledge that and just be compassionate about it and just say like, maybe I just need to sit still for a little bit. Or I can take the next right action. And I did work, but it wasn't like, I think in my head, you know, I wanted to be uber productive. I think that's the expectation, like you're at home, that you have all the free time, and we don't have the free time. We're going through a lot of changes, and so
right.
it takes a while, and it takes longer to get things done than yeah. it would have 4 weeks ago.
Exactly. And like, you know, I've never really found of course, like in the office at work, it's easy to get distracted by like coworkers and just lots of things happening, you know, mm-hmm. but so coming to work from home, like at first you're like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. There's no other noise. But because there's so much other stuff going on, it's mm-hmm. really easy to get distracted by a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, first of all, one of the best self-care things that I've done is I stopped watching the news mm-hmm. Because it just is terrifying. Mm-hmm. So I just don't need that extra level of terror. So I've cut that out. So then also at work, during the workday, I started doing that. I guess you say it like the Pomodoro method, where you work for like 25 minutes and you take a break, then you go back. So like yesterday, I just made myself like a list of things that I needed to do during the day. And it was mostly work stuff, but I went ahead because it was in my mind, you know, like some personal life bloggy stuff, wrote it down, and then just like set the timer, and just, it actually helped me tremendously to be like, I'm just going to work in this little chunk of time. And what I get done is what I get done. I'm going to take a break. If I need to come back to it, I'll come back to it. And maybe that's not like the intended method of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're supposed to try to get like certain things done within the 25 minutes. But, you know, a person can only do what a person can do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, just working straight for the 25 minutes and trying not to be sidetracked by my phone or think like, I should go look at the news real quick, or let me go, you know, stuff like that. So excuse me, that was super helpful to me yesterday and today a little bit, but I think next week moving forward, it'll be a lot more helpful to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the method helps, like just gives you some structure, mm-hmm. at the same time allows you to take breaks, to just be still, to go from this place to go, so.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So have you been listening to podcasts or audiobooks or any type of other media?
I haven't been listening to many podcasts or audiobooks very much because I typically listen to those when I drive to work.
Gotcha.
And so since I haven't been driving, I haven't really been listening to anything. Mm. But like I said, I think before we got on, we were recording, I did a really bad job this week of like taking walks and getting up and moving around. So next week I intend to do much better with that. And so that will kind of replace like my listening time. So I pre-ordered Hood Feminism by Mickey Kendall on Audible. I got that earlier this month. And so I'm hoping to be able to listen to that. That's going to be my first listen on Audible in quite some time.
Oh, that would be perfect. That sounds like a really good self-care. And it might make your walks a little bit easier to manage just because you have something entertaining. Right. You know, get your brain engaged. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping. So, yeah.
Yeah, I too listened to a couple podcasts actually on walks. I found that was actually what helped me just keep going, just feeling like, because I was going to nowhere, like there was no purpose for the walk other than just getting out of the house. So that kind of like gave it a purpose. Like I want to listen to a little bit further than this.
Sure. What podcast do you listen to?
So I was listening to Fate of Mates, which was interesting to listen a few weeks back and then seeing coming now. It was recorded like a month ago and things that we joked around were no longer joking around. So it was interesting to see the shift that happened. And I listened to a really good one called Reply All. It's about a song on the internet that was lost. And so they were trying to figure out where did they find the song. And so it's like kind of like a mystery, trying to solve this mystery about the song. And so it was a half an hour, so like perfect episode. I ended up listening while cooking, and it was just like the perfect episode to listen to just be engaged with it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah. So what has been the most surprising thing you have done during this time at home?
That I have done during this time at home?
Yeah.
The most surprising thing, I think, I don't know.
That's okay.
No, probably, I think probably the most surprising thing is coming to the realization that, like, my life has changed, right? And I'm not trying to, like, make it all about me. Everybody's lives have changed, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a couple of weeks ago, I really just thought, oh, it'll be fine. I'll just go work from home, and it's going to be not a big deal, and it'll be fine. And I think, I mean, obviously that's not true. It's a huge adjustment for lots of different reasons. You know, the space is different. The lighting is different. I mean, I brought my monitor home. I brought some other stuff home, but still it's not the same as sitting at my desk. I was fortunate enough that my office let me bring my office chair home. So that has helped tremendously. But still, just the whole, like, adjusting to that, it has been surprising to me on how difficult that has been. But
yeah, adjusting to the new normal, I think it's, like, our life just transformed. Like, one thing, you know, I remember the moment because I was actually, I moved to Chicago on the 28th of February.
Right.
And I spent about 2 weeks here settling down, unpacking, and just getting everything ready. And you heard about the virus, but nothing major. It was just like, there's something coming, but we're not doing anything about it. And then about 2 weeks ago, Friday the 13th, that's when it hit. like
right.
schools were closed, people were talking about closing shelter at home, people were in the supermarkets, there was no toilet paper. Like it literally, it was like over, it felt overnight. It felt like the shock in the system. Like we went from like, you know, there was enough toilet paper, there was enough hand sanitizer to be like, there's nothing. The shelves were empty. And
yes.
So it was like the shock, and to then be, you know, in that place of like, you know, you're staying at home. Like I've been home for 4 weeks, and I'm like, it changed. It shifted from like the first 2 weeks where I was like excited. I was like exploring neighborhoods. I was like trying to figure out, going to happy hours, meeting friends, to then being like, no, there's none of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You walk. You don't want to take public transportation. In my case, you walk to different places because you don't want to do it. You know, those are the purpose for going for a walk, like,
yeah.
or going for a walk for an hour. Like, you know, I'm not spending money. I'm like, I'm cooking at home. I'm doing all these different things. But my life, the way it was, it changed dramatically overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and I will say the other thing that the most surprising way that I have spent my time in the last 2 weeks is I get on Costco.com almost every day to look to see if they have toilet paper that they can ship me.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, a week ago or 2 weeks ago or something, I was like, I am so mad at these people that are hoarding toilet paper. And my sister was like, you know, things aren't just going to magically get better if you're able to get some toilet paper from Costco. And I was like, I know, but I would just feel better. We have toilet paper at home. We will need some eventually. It's not like an emergency. But there's just something about like that big Costco 30 pack that having it for some reason feels like some sort of comfort for me. And probably once I get that, then there'll be something else, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I check Costco.com twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, just to see.
I love it. I think I may start doing that. Because my mom has an account, so I can actually order from her mom's account.
Yeah.
You know, I have the things that I need. I used to buy, well, I still buy toilet paper in bulk, but I got it like months ago, and I have enough for a couple months too. So it's like things that I buy in bulk, now I'm like, I'm annoyed about certain things. Like, I buy seltzer and bulk and it's run out.
Mm.
So I just found a case today and it was just like, it's the little things. Like you just
mm-hmm.
packing Walmart every single day to see if there's a case. And today, lo and behold, there were two cases and I was like, they're calling my name, I'm ordering.
Right. I know. You know, like who would have thought a month ago that I would be like so hard pressed to buy a pack of toilet paper, you know, where I'm like checking it twice a day. I mean, it's not going on sale, but it just feels like the one thing that like, if I could get it, then I could feel like some sort of level of control over things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm surprised on how much time I've spent on that. But I blame all the people that are hoarding. So
I know. I think it's like, it's just like too much. Yeah. I went to Trader Joe's on Wednesday and there was a line, but it was because they wanted to limit the amount of people who were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
By far the most pleasant Trader Joe's experience I ever had.
Mm.
6 feet of separation and it was stuck with things because I was trying to get eggs this week and I went mm-hmm. to the supermarket. And there was no eggs. And they had other things in the aisle, but there were no eggs for like 3 days. And I was like, okay. So when I went to Trader Joe's, I was like so happy to see eggs, like the little things. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
things that are not, you know, you may not find in one place. You have to go to another place. And it's like, it's a new normal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The other day I went to the grocery store because I also wanted like another bag of flour so I could make
mm-hmm.
cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to find flour. And I'm like, what? I don't know. I can't figure out. I guess because everybody's home, they're making stuff for their kids and stuff, whatever. So I went to the grocery store and there was 1 5-pound bag of flour, but it was like on the bottom shelf in the bottom corner. Like you could hardly see it. That's why it was still there. So I had to climb down there and get it. And it felt like I won the lottery. I managed to knock over a whole display of Jell-O while I got the flower, but that's fine. But still, like, I felt like I was like, you know, angels were singing for me or something, and I got this flower, and it will be so, so treasured now when I make cookies out of it. But it, yeah, this new normal is weird.
It is a weird new normal. Like, there are things that I'm like, gosh, like, yeah, a whole different way of doing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Like, yeah. So it's just like, we're just slowing down. We're practicing compassion. We're finding things that we didn't think would be useful or didn't think that were worthwhile thinking about it, and now they're like the our source of thoughts, our source of like inspiration, our source of like feeling good about it. Like, I got a flower, or I got toilet paper, you know, what a month ago that would have been like, okay.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, and if this is, I mean, those are like the things, the good things that we have to take away from it, right? Like, I mean, because there's so much bad that we can dwell on it, but we have to look at it and say, like, things are really bad and they feel really scary and feel really uncertain. But, like, what are the things that we can control, and what are the things that I can be thankful for versus being stressed out about the things that I can't control? And, you know, I know that that's a lot, that's speaking to logic, and a lot of times my anxiety and fear doesn't answer to logic. But when I like kind of take a step back and like look at it, like, there, these are really tough times, but we have to be able to walk away with like some sort of thing to say, like, well, at least I mean, I learned something, not at least, but like during all this, I did learn to be more careful with myself, or whatever. And everybody will have those things for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kenny, tell us where to find you online.
So you can find me online. I post reviews at smexybooks.com. I usually post 1 to 2 reviews a week, but we have some other reviewers as well. Mm-hmm. And then, but I am on Twitter almost constantly, it seems like. I've taken a little step back over the last week or so, but, you know, just because of things happening. But I am online a lot. You can find me at Twitter at KiniLei1. So that's at KiniLei1. And I love talking about books on Twitter. I'm on Instagram too at 1KiniLei, where I post about my cat a lot, and that makes me really happy. So I'm sorry to all the people that follow me and are like, oh my God, is she posting about her cat again? So
so cute. Kitty Scarlett is so cute.
Yeah. She's a really bad coworker. She doesn't actually do any work. She spends most of her day sleeping.
Yeah.
And begging for food. Yeah. So, you know, when this is all over, that's the kind of job I'm going to try to get.
Yeah.
You know, just going to model my life after her. So, you know, she's not always nice to people either. So yeah, that's the kind of life I want to live.
I like it. Just be prickly. It's all good. It's a pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving an iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. I hope you find bright light in the middle of this dark period. Lots of love. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.